Hey everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Business Buzz. I'm Sarah, your host, and I'm super excited to have you join us today.
Hey there, I'm Armin, and I'm thrilled to be here. Sarah, we've got such a dynamic topic lined up today, haven't we?
Absolutely. We're diving into how Dubai's expanding economy is impacting business sales and valuations. With Dubai's economy booming, there's so much to unpack, from increasing demand to how businesses are changing hands.
That's right. Everywhere you look, Dubai's skyline is rising, and so are business opportunities. But how exactly does all this growth translate into the sales and valuations of local businesses?
Great question. You know, the buzz on the street is that as the economy grows, businesses of all sizes are seeing their values shoot up. That excites owners looking to sell, but it also means there's fierce competition out there.
Exactly. Buyers are eager, but they're also savvier and have more options. For sellers, this can be both a blessing and a challenge. It's like a high-stakes chess game. You gotta plan your next move carefully.
So true. And for business owners, knowing what drives those valuations is half the battle. It's not just about revenue or profits anymore. Factors like brand reputation, digital presence, and even sustainability practices can really tip the scales.
You mentioned digital presence. That's such a key aspect these days. Dubai's tech-savvy consumer base means businesses that are active online often fetch a higher price.
Definitely. Plus, the diversity of buyers is growing too. We're seeing more interest from international investors and local entrepreneurs who are looking for their next big thing.
All this makes for a really exciting environment, but also a complex one. So, Sarah, what about the nitty-gritty? Let's say someone's thinking about selling their business in Dubai. What should they actually be doing?
I'm glad you asked, Armin. This is the part everyone wants to know. Let's break down the essentials for anyone considering selling a business in Dubai. First off, the process starts with valuation. It's crucial to get an accurate, up-to-date value of your business. This usually involves working with a professional valuer who will analyze your financials, assets, goodwill, and market position. And don't forget, the hot economy can really nudge those valuations upwards if you play your cards right. Next up is preparing the business for sale. This means cleaning up your financial statements, standardizing operations, and making sure everything is in tip-top shape. Think of it like staging a home before you put it on the market. Buyers want to see something polished and ready to go. Identifying potential buyers is where it gets interesting. You might get approached by individuals, investment groups, or even other companies in your industry. A lot of sellers in Dubai work with brokers or intermediaries who know where to find serious and qualified buyers. Working with someone who understands the market can really make those connections happen. Then we come to the legal and financial side. Contracts, taxes, due diligence, the whole package. It's a good idea to have a lawyer on your side to ensure contracts are airtight and the deal structure works to your advantage. Don't skip on the tax advice either. Dubai's tax scene is generally favorable, but you want to be sure there are no surprises. Brokers and intermediaries can also be lifesavers. They can help negotiate the deal, manage communications, and keep the process on track. Their experience often means fewer headaches for you. Of course, it's not always smooth sailing. Sellers face challenges like setting the right price, keeping the sale confidential, and handling tough negotiations. Sometimes deals fall through at the last minute, so you need to stay flexible and persistent.
Our best advice for those thinking about selling? Start planning early. Keep your records squeaky clean and focus on boosting your business's strengths. Build a strong team around you, including legal and financial advisors, and be realistic about your goals.
That's packed with wisdom, Armin. I love the way you broke that down. Selling a business in Dubai is definitely a journey, but with the right approach, it can also be a rewarding adventure, financially and personally.
Absolutely. If you're out there listening and you're thinking about selling, remember, preparation and a good strategy are your best friends for a smooth and profitable exit.
And we want to hear from you. Have you ever sold a business in Dubai? Or are you thinking about it? Drop your thoughts in the comments or hit us up on social media. Your stories and questions could shape our next episode.
Thanks so much for tuning in. If you enjoyed today's chat, don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode. And here's a question to ponder until next time. What do you think is the most valuable asset for a Dubai-based business in the current economy?
We can't wait to hear your answers. See you next time for more business insights, tips, and a bit of that extra sparkle Dubai's famous for.
Bye for now, everyone.